With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. A new book is out that takes a look at Monterey County's haunted past. It's by author Patrick Whitehurst, and it's called Haunted Monterey County. It's filled with tales of the supernatural, from the vistas of Big Sur to the streets of Monterey. I talked to Whitehurst via phone and asked him if he set out to frame the book with the county's history in mind.
I'm very into history throughout the Southwest and the Central Coast. And I wanted to talk about that history as well as share some of the ghost stories that are told in Monterey. So to write a book that formed history and ghosts together was fantastic for me.
And you go into some haunted aspects of the Salinas area, most notably at the Steinbeck House, which is the renovated childhood home of John Steinbeck. So what can you tell us about this, something of floating spirit of the Steinbeck House? Is it kind of like a vapor or ectoplasm, like something out of Ghostbusters?
That was what I had heard, and more than one account was that it was sort of a yellow fog, like creature or being that has been seen at the front window and also floating towards the ceiling. A lot of people have indicated that that might be John Steinbeck. Since it was his childhood home, it's possible that his ghost could appear there, sort of like at the Robert Louis Stevenson house. There's people that believe Stevenson's ghost has visited his old room there.
One thing's for certain, there are plenty of thrills and chills to be found in Monterey County this Halloween, if you know where to look for them. Haunted Monterey County is out now. For KEZU News, I'm Dylan Music.